Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Un good foil!
The world for fun for everyone. You're listening to Isla Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. You don't got to be gay to enjoy it and love it, though. It's pretty good either way around. So, I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 387, the most unique radio show of its kind. Like I said, follow us, hear the show streaming online and archived on gayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show, that's Twitter.
Twitter!
At Gay Radio Show. And cast and crew, full cast and crew here today. This is episode 307. I feel like I've repeated myself a bunch because I really don't like the way these headphones sound. The headphone jack was messed up again. So we have to make sure we send a note to WPRK because this headphone jack thing is really messing, it's messing me up. The live video streaming.
At least yours work.
Hmm?
I said, at least yours work.
Yeah, well, get on a microphone. I can't hear you.
I didn't know if I was sharing with him.
No, no. Well, you're probably going to talk more than he does. No, you did something. That's not working.
What do you mean? That's not. I didn't do anything. I touched it.
Okay, say that again.
I touched it.
Okay, Bobby, welcome back, man. How are you doing?
His best DJ Justice impression. I touched it.
And then over there, so there's Bobby right there, and you can check us out in the live stream over there, and there's Jose. He's sexy as hell. And then over there is Dollar Menu Daddy Issues.
I don't need this in my life.
Cody.
I need this bullying.
How you doing,
but I do
Cody?
Need you to hit that mic up.
Yeah, you need your mic up a little bit there?
Thank you.
Okay.
He wants to hear himself.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah, right. And then over there, my friend,
he needs a voice.
Yeah. She writes Yelp reviews for bathhouses. Lady Barry Matthews is here.
I sure do. Watch out, Club Orlando.
Lady Barry.
Yes. Different with Ben.
I know.
Lady I wasn't Barry. Than us, you.
I'm a dude now. I am no longer transitioning. I am off the moans, as they say. So,
Lady Barry got blacklisted from a adult establishment for writing a bad Yelp review.
No, you did not.
I Where? Sure did.
No, you did not.
In Kissimmee.
No.
They
Please.
Have a bathhouse in Kissimmee.
Yeah, right.
God, what is it? Like, is it like attached?
Why are we
to
talking
a,
about this?
Is it attached to like a 7-Eleven?
It's
like,
actually attached to a thrift store. And I'm not kidding you.
Oh my. That's
they
deep.
Have a bathhouse in Kissimmee?
Yeah.
Next to a not, thrift store.
Not for so long. Can, not when I'm done with it.
So you can wreck your khakis well, and then buy
I'm gonna
new
I'm
going to
Aaron Brockovich this.
I mean, I work at a resort, so could you tell me what it is so that I can tell other people about
a
it?
A resort.
No, I'm not supporting this place.
Famous Parliament House, Resort.
We'll talk later.
And
yeah,
Taco
yeah, yeah.
Palace.
I think we're going to... I'm making an executive decision here because it's not helping anyone. I think we're going to take headphones off because what's happening is the headphones aren't good, so everyone has to talk louder to hear themselves, and it's definitely kind of screwing up the vibe. So we're going to do without headphones. I'll check levels there every now and then we do. Another good friend of mine who is here, trans Latino brother, my good friend, Nakobe Boom Boom.
Hey, hi, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Give me a hug. I haven't seen you in forever, man. Good
I
to
know,
see you.
I know. Working
you look good
around.
With the facial hair. You're doing good. You're in Miami now, right?
Yeah. And I'm good now.
Mm-hmm. And are you gonna come? Are you moving back to Orlando, or are you staying down there?
No, I just wanna stay in Miami for a while. Next, I wanna go to Las Vegas to a while too.
I want him to stay in Miami too, because if I'm gonna experience Miami, it needs to be with Nakobe.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Mm.
And then over there, now I've met you before. We've hung out before. Hung out with Victor, and I'll be honest. I'm gonna admit this. He's the only person that I actively follow on Instagram because his pictures and his videos. What's your Instagram, Jose?
My Instagram is Jose.Donis. D-O-N-E-S.
Okay. And he's absolutely the cutest thing that's ever wandered.
He's a little nugget.
He's awesome. Take the, come on, let's give the show the viewers your abs. Come on,
my
lift the shirt.
Abs?
Lift the shirt. Come on.
Oh, hold on.
Get naked for me. It's my radio show. Take off your clothes.
Evacuate.
Let me stand it sideways.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. I put money in his underwear.
Yeah, so
I need a napkin for Justice.
I'm okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. And then things going on in the world. Three things I learned this week. Pokemon Go.
Still.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Team Valor's awful.
Team Valor's amazing.
All right, whatever. This is why you weren't on the show last week.
Tusabe's Pokemon.
Yes, I have the application.
Tusabe's Pokemon.
Yeah, I have 45.
Como se dice Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Oh, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
You said, like,
Pokemon?
I speak English.
Hola. Burrito. Taco. taco.
Well, and, you know, it was only a matter of time before it happens here in America, but in England they already had their first 999. It's their equivalent of 911. They had their first 999 call where someone called the emergency line to declare that their Pokemon had been, like, taken or that it hadn't been caught or something. And so, you know, the woman very properly dismisses and says, are you aware that you're saving some, you're blocking the line from a true emergency here? And I love it.
I love that Miss Doubtfire answers the 911
calls. Little known fact, Mrs. Doubtfire answers all the 911 calls in England. I've walked 70 kilometers so far catching Pokemon. For those of you not familiar with the metric system, that is 43.4 miles. That is more miles than I have walked in the last several years. And I'm going to get myself in Pokemon shape.
That's good.
Pokemon shape. What's that, like a tube of toothpaste? Like, what's the shape of that?
No,
like,
summer body.
Huh?
Summer body.
That's right. Yes. And you can rename your Pokemon. Have you named your Pokemon anything special? You're counting money. You're not participating.
I'm not counting money. I'm sorting it. You're when sorting I get it? To count it, then I won't be responding. That's when the news is going to go on. I've already decided.
Unimportant.
But no. I'm telling the news, not Alex, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, Bobby pays attention to you.
I think that I named my Pinsir Tweezers. That's all.
I've just been naming my Pokemon after drag queens.
That's good.
Oh, like, really?
I have a Flareon called Ginger Minge. I have a Slowpoke called Miss Darcelle.
Oh, no. That's a read.
I have an Arbok called RuPaul.
I have an Ekans named Taylor Swift. Does that count?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's funny. What, baby?
You don't have a Pokemon for me?
I don't have a Pokemon for you. Pokemon?
Yeah.
Pokemon. And then I had a friend that was over in St. Pete. He said, you know what? He's never seen more obese shut-ins, like, exercising. He said evidently there was a Charizard that showed up somewhere in St. Pete. And he said, you know, like, the ground is shaking under these people. Like, people that have never run before in their life are running to catch a Charizard because there's one, like, nearby and they're willing to, you know, hoof it to go and catch, you know, the grandmaster of all the Pokemon. But it's cool to see how it is bringing people out and about. I mean, it's very social. It still is social.
I love it when I'm at the club and all of a sudden somebody says that there's like an Abra or something in Southern and it's like the gay running of the bulls. And like everybody's like dodging people and like elbowing people in the face. Get out! Like, I love it. It's my favorite.
It sounds tragic.
It's aggressive, but it's lovely.
It sounds like something I don't want to participate in.
I have not gone outside to play Pokemon.
You just
it
sit
has not
in,
gotten me out of my house at all.
You just sit in
he
Parliament.
He just waits for them.
Or he turns on an incense.
The first day it came out, okay, because Parliament House has the 3 Pokestops in the gym. The first day it came out, I was sitting in the pool bar. And if you're in the pool bar, you can hit all 3 of the Pokestops
yeah.
without actually having to walk around.
Uh-huh.
So I just sat
and you
there
can get
and,
a
like,
cocktail
the entire time.
You can
and,
just
like,
sit
yeah.
in the pool bar and get a cocktail and
you're
play Pokemon.
Drunk, play
I had to get
go.
A room that night because I just sat there for 6 hours.
Oh
and
my
caught
God.
Everything and because it also has a lake, so you get the water Pokemon and it has
right?
the grass.
That's
so
awesome.
I got everything.
Who's in charge of the Pea House gym right now?
Team Mystic.
Because
yeah,
he just sits there. He doesn't do anything. He just plays Pokemon. Serve beverages.
I do at night.
You know,
my day off.
I also like how there have already been reports about parents who have ASD children, you know, autism spectrum disorder. They're saying that, hey, this game has actively been making my kid break their routine, come outside, socialize with
yeah.
people, and to be happy about it. So mm-hmm. in that regard, you know, God bless it. And that's one of the 3 things I learned this week I'll talk about later. I feel like I'm an emotional person. I respond to emotion because I'm emotional. I don't know if it's a sign thing or if it's just... I feel like, and lately just this whole month, the whole last 2 months, it's just been weighing you down. You know, there's so much crap going on right now. Politics, racism, bigotry, violence, hate crimes. You know, just everything that's going on. And it starts to weigh on you. You don't want to be a part of anything. You don't want to be listening to anything. I don't want to talk about everything because everybody's turning against each other. And I love how this, I'm talking about this really serious thing while the Pokemon theme song is playing in the background. But it's like Pokemon has like brought people together. and I love it. I'm really thankful for that.
Oh, it's good for a workout.
Did you know that T-Mobile, if you're a T-Mobile customer, if you have Pokemon Go, for the next year, it will not use any of your high-speed data.
What? I'm switching.
Yeah. It's worth the switch. I just downloaded it today.
I'm switching.
It's fantastic.
If you see me on Pokemon, my Pokemon player name is Gay Radio Show.
If you see me, mine's McDaddy Issues, because I gotta be consistent.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Bobby, you would be surprised to know that in the wake of its success, Pokemon Go has become the latest social phenomenon to be parodied in the world of gay porn.
Shocking.
Yeah, okay. Author Chuck Tingle has made the swift decision to cash in on the game's popularity, quickly pinning an erotic tale of digital monster love. I give you the title. Welcome to Poke Egg Butt Go, Pounded by 'em All.
Oh, it's an erotic novel.
Poke Butt Go. You can get it on Amazon.
That's awful.
I love the CGI Pikachu in the background.
That's not his name. But you want Bobby? Would you like to read the description of the book, or would you like me to do it in my official movie voice?
Why does it look like there's a Bigfoot in the background?
Oh no, you don't even.
No, I'll do it.
You'll know. It's an experience.
Just the highlighted parts. No, wait. Hold on.
Just read from the top down.
Okay.
Amazon. Get on the mic.
Ooh, wait. Here we go. Amazon describes the aptly named Poke Butt Go as a 4,000-word erotic tale of sizzling human-on-gay poke butt action, including anal blowjobs.
No, can't talk about that. Sorry.
It was highlighted.
But I was going to read it and going to say, can't talk about that.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Sorry, that was my fault.
Why'd you give it to me then?
Right. Why did you highlight so much?
It's the whole article.
Here's the description. Torbit is worried. After witnessing a slew of days roaming men and women buried in their phones, he's beginning to think it might be the start of some kind of terrifying zombie film, the book synopsis reads. Upon further investigation, however, Torbit realizes they are all playing a hot new mobile game, Poke Butt Go. Curious to see what all the fuss is about, Torbit plugs in and sets out to capture a nearby Poke Butt within his own balls. But when he arrives at the location of the rare beast, Torbit suddenly realizes that he might have bitten off more than he can chew. Our protagonist eventually comes face to face with a handsome yellow Bigfoot named Peebaloo. However, Torbit soon realizes that the only way to catch this majestic creature is within the depths of his own butt. The parody comes months after the X-rated reimagining of Tarzan and Brexit, much to J.K. Rowling's amusement last December. On the same day, the world went wide for the latest installment of Star Wars franchise. They also lost their cool over an adult version of that. So anything can be made into porn.
You were reading that and it literally sounded like a bad Mad Libs. Like, I'm not. I can't. I refuse.
That is the worst.
I think it's pretty amazing, actually.
The worst. I know we're not supposed to do call to action, so please do not go by that.
I won't read it. And you know why I won't read it?
Why won't you read it,
Bobby? Because it's about Pikachu. Everything needs to stop being about Pikachu. It is about Lapras. It is number 131. Oh, that is the best one
Is there anything sacred anymore? Like, not even
Rule
Pokemon.
34. Rule 34. If it exists, there is a porn of it.
Does that make better? Does it sound better?
I think so?
You
think
like
it does?
Rule 34. Like, that's an actually, there's a rule book?
Yeah. It's like an old.
Were you not at
thing.
The last gay meeting?
Have you caught the Pokemon yet?
The elders discussed it. The elders discussed it. We were all there.
The elders.
We gathered.
Who would be the gay elders? RuPaul?
Elton John. Yeah. Definitely. And,
No.
Melissa Etheridge.
Elton John. Melissa
Etheridge. He is so removed from reality, dude. He's Elton John.
But he's our elder. There's always that one elder that makes really bad decisions.
He's still a part of it. He's still.
That's Elton John.
Lady Gaga would be there.
Gaga would be the president.
Gaga would be there.
She would be like the chairman.
Did you see that? Oh, so we're accepting allies into our elder association?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, she's bisexual, so she's part of
the queer spectrum.
Okay.
LBR.
I like Jose on the radio show. Jose just sits there looking cute, smiling, looking back and forth, doesn't interrupt, doesn't talk too much.
I try to do that even when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, right.
And this one you said is straight?
Yeah.
You're straight?
God almighty.
You're straight-ish?
No, I'm straight.
You're straight?
What?
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
Hey, but
no, I actually don't.
I know a lot of girls that would not wear heels for you.
Oh, no, they don't. They actually don't. They remind me constantly, and it's kind of like, I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're straight?
Give him the microphone real quick, because I don't think we can hear him. You're straight, right?
Yes.
But $200 is $200, right?
$20 is $20.
Okay, thank you. All right, very nice. Good job.
I like that he, like, went down on his price immediately. Like,
we need to work on your negotiating skills right there, man.
But I'll get 20. I can do that.
All right, let's do the three things that I learned this week. Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. Not one or two or four or five. It's the three things he learned this week. All right, so to start, do we want to do like the semi-serious thing I have to talk about first, or like just go straight into like the fun stuff?
We were having so much fun.
Yeah, we're having so much fun.
Let's do it like a sandwich. We did fun, then do serious, and we'll go back to
fun. Well, before we get to the serious thing, don't forget you can go to OrlandoWeekly.com/vote and make sure under local color, DJ Justice, best radio personality. It's basically me versus Real Radio 104.1. Everyone else from Real Radio is on there. But you know what? Show your love if you want to. And also WPRK is up for best radio station. And then for some reason, GayRadioShow.com is up for best local website too. So, you know, let's see how that works. Okay. Oh, by the way, it's 4:20. You know what that means? It is time.
Yeah.
Don't give me a cute little sexy eyebrow, you little nugget, you. It is 4:20. That means it's time to take your Truvada. If you take pre-exposure prophylaxis, it's a great thing. And yeah, just do it. Because, you know, nobody wants
to. And the live streamers can totally see that you took that pill right now.
Nom, 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 nom.
Mmm, it's a chewable now.
It's literally like candy dots.
It's cichlids.
Just pull it off the paper and go.
It's a whole fruit roll up.
And can we put the video on Bobby right now? And he's complaining about doing
having to do this.
He's counting all that radio money.
This entire show, he's been counting this money.
I'm not counting it. I'm
Whose
just
money is
it.
That?
It's mine. It's his tip money.
That's your tip money?
Yeah, I don't. Well,
No one ever gives you like fives or
the small bills. I already counted the big bills there in my pocket.
That's just from Sunday.
So, no, see, here's the thing: is I don't count my money during my work week because like I realized that if I counted it by each shift, the shifts that I make less money, I don't try as hard. So I wait until Tuesday. That's my money counting day because it's my Saturday, and then I count all of it, and then I go, "Oh my god!"
You're like
an really
old miser. Like it's my money counting day.
So, I love how he has a big chicken bag. With all his money.
I know.
You work in a restaurant.
No, I work at Parliament House.
No, he's a stripper. He's a stripper like Jose.
When you come out on Monday,
like
I'm the bartender
on the
other
side. Can't you see the similarity?
Look at that.
But why are you doing it in Parliament House?
He was flash dance.
I'm a bartender.
Oh, yeah? What part?
When,
I never seen
when you come out on Mondays, I'm the bartender on the other side. You go to Raphael, and I'm over here.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't remember.
I know.
He's like, I know. You snub me every week. Thank you.
You need to watch those ones, though, because this one right here is like, he's eyeing over. Like, you could basically buy and sell him at this point. Because what would you do for that many ones? What would you do for
my shirt's already off.
Yeah, take care
of that. Bobby, give him the money.
So well, if any of you are turning tricks after Bobby is at WPRK, you can see him at 5 o'clock when we're off.
Right. So I don't know how I feel about this. I may definitely have an opinion, but this is actually coming from a British website, from pinknews.com. And it's being suggested, the FBI is being criticized for suggesting that the shooting at Pulse was not a hate crime. The FBI said this past weekend that there was no evidence that the attack on Pulse was motivated by hate or that it was targeted because it was a gay club, LGBT. An official told the Washington Post the investigation has not revealed that it was that it was targeted in that way, but other LGBT groups are saying, how can you say that? That's absolutely ridiculous. It was clearly an act of hate. A statement from Queer Nation said, when a driver drives 2 hours out of the way to murder 49 people in Wound 59, that wasn't random selection. When he declares allegiance to an organization that is known for killing gay people, among many others, it is not a coincidence that he targeted a gay club. I don't know. I'm not sure what the FBI is in the business of investigating and providing information. At the same time, I feel like, you know, we don't want to take away from, I'm not going to say the good things, but there's been a lot of positive things that have happened in the wake of such a heinous tragedy. And, you know, I think it was targeted because it was a gay club.
Why can't it be both? Why does it have to be one thing? Why can't it be a terrorist act and a hate crime?
You're saying there's nowhere else he could have gone, you know, that wasn't closer where he could have, and maybe I'm just being selfish because I don't want it to, I didn't want it to happen here.
We are wildly known as a city of, with a very big gay community. And where he came from, there probably weren't clubs like Pulse or Parliament or anything like that. So
Fort Lauderdale, there are.
I'm just saying, he frequented Orlando.
I could see where they would kind of get this information because I lived in Port St. Lucie, which is where he was from. Mm-hmm. As we knew, Fort Lauderdale was the gay city, not Orlando. So I could see how that would be. However, Orlando does have a much larger gay community than Orlando.
See, but even now we're still saying gay community, and yet the FBI is saying it wasn't targeting the gay community.
I don't know why it's necessary to dissect it.
Like,
yeah,
like I don't. It happened. Like, that's what...
Sorry, you gotta get right on. Let's just assume that he's here to look pretty and you're here to talk.
You're doing a good job, Boo.
Gold stars.
No, I don't understand why it's necessary to dissect it. Like, it happened. Like, the focus should be on, like, what we can do now that it's happened. Like, what we can do for ourselves, what we can do for our community. Like, as opposed to just going, I'm going to read this new news article and release a press statement. Like, I don't understand the logic behind all of that.
For us, it hits close to home. The rest of the world is, like, trying to wrap their heads around it. And I understand that. But, like, it's going to happen. People are going to want to know more about it. They're going to want to know why it happened. And it's going to keep happening. But for us, we don't care because it happened in our backyard.
Yeah.
It happened to us. Yeah. We don't care why. We just don't want it to happen again. We didn't want it to happen to begin with. But people everywhere else in the country, they want to know why. Even people in the gay community, they're like, why did this happen? That's why they're so up in arms, you know, about the FBI's findings that it probably wasn't a hate crime. That's what they're saying. They didn't say it was definitively not a hate crime. They're saying it. They believe that it wasn't.
Who on earth is
going to... People say this was because he attacked the Latin community. People say he attacked the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
People say, like, this is everything about ISIS. ISIS just want to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason,
yeah.
It's terrorists for make
mm-hmm.
terror, you know? So I think that is... Bush no was looking in this
mm-hmm.
moment.
I also,
and sorry, real quick.
People say, oh, this guy do that because he get infected for VIH. That's the thing is not.
I think everything's been reported that, you know, the claims or the allegations that he was secretly gay or that he was on the down low or that he had been affected by HIV or that someone gay had, you know, dated him. All that's been proven that they've given. So there's no indication that that's
yeah.
actually the case. I wanted to say, because this is the first time you've been on the air since it happened. I mean, I was... Knowing you, and I mean, I'm glad that I've never been more glad that you moved to Miami, because I know
Friday.
You, and you would have been there that night, and I'm
yeah.
thankful that you're okay, and
yeah.
and I know that it's been rocking you. You know, I mean, I see your Facebook post. You know, I mean, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just trying.
It's okay that you're. I mean, just everything's
everything.
Happening. Sorry,
working a lot and everything, but yeah, that moment in my life is the most worst.
Betty Barry attacks.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
So, Bobby, you want to do a segment?
What am I doing?
Story time with Bob.
What am I talking about?
I don't know, Bob. It's your segment.
I know.
Do you have anything prepared or not?
I was on my period yesterday.
Okay, hold on. Let me get your music playing first.
No, I don't know if that's a story. I was just literally on my period. Like.
Well, it's a story now, girl. Go on.
Oh,
we're waiting.
I'm
listening.
I got background
more.
Music.
Ooh,
for when I talked about when I was on my period.
She got
I don't know. I don't know if we have a dump button today, so let's just tone it in because there's no lit up dump button over there, so I don't really want to. I don't really want
to. I was MSing. There was no pee involved. I was just MSing. Like, I don't know what happened. It was just like 4:30. I'd been reading like a.
Was it something you ate or was it
no,
just like?
No, I think I was just reading. I printed out what part of my book that I have yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading it. And the like I had stopped writing it because when I was doing it, and I thought that, like, you know, I distanced myself emotionally from a lot of the material, but it turns out I didn't, and then I canceled all of my plans for November and laid in bed and was miserable.
Can I ask you what the name of this book is?
Everything from All Sides.
Everything from All Sides, and it is a comedy or a tragedy or a biography
or everything
from all sides.
So
well, you said it made, you said you thought you were distanced from the material, and so I mean it made you feel some kind of way.
No, it's basically semi autobiographical because there's a.
Am I in the book? Is there a chapter about the radio show?
Why?
God,
why?
No.
It's not all about you. It's about me.
The show changed everyone's life.
Oh my God. And welcome to the Narcissism Hour with Justice.
Oh, shut up. Like, everyone in this room is in the narcissism and show. A homeboy gets naked. You love the sound of your own voice. Drag queen.
No,
performer.
I don't. I actively talk about how I hate my own voice.
Because
what are you talking about?
Because you're still talking about yourself.
I can't even, like, hear myself today. I don't need this.
Yeah, so you were reading the book.
Sorry.
So how long is this book going to be? How much have you done so far?
I'm about a quarter of the way finished with it. It's just so it's fun and interesting. So I was reading it, and, like, I got to a certain point where I was just like, blah, what? But you wrote it good. And then
that was a good right.
Yeah, but like then that's like these people. Then everyone started to come in and talk to me. So like I didn't have time to like sit down and be like, okay, now I'm finished with this. So I was just kind of like, ah, and like everything annoyed me, mostly because we also didn't have AC. And I don't know if you like know anything about like, you know, how weather affects mood,
right?
But heat and me don't go together, and it makes me angry.
You're
it makes
boy
me
right
angry
there.
And want to vomit. And that's what I wanted to do yesterday.
Which is why you should never get a car with an air conditioning.
But
this would not be so much fun.
Yeah.
I love the heat.
I had a burrito.
I like it hot.
Shut up. You're not talking about the weather. Like,
what are you talking
not,
about?
That's
we
not,
were talking
that's
about the weather.
That's not you saying, like, oh, I'm commenting on the weather. I like it hot. That's going to go into, like, some
how come
sexual
everyone just assumes that everything I'm saying is some kind of sexual
because
innuendo?
Because of how you said it.
We have low expectations.
Because of how you said it. I like it hot.
Yeah.
Really?
I like it.
Wait, hold on. No, let's just put this into perspective. Is that what you say, like, in the morning when you're, like, watching the weather and, like, brushing your teeth
yes.
and getting ready in your towel?
Yes,
like, the weatherman's
like,
yeah, the weatherman's like, oh, it's going to be a record
can
heat
we take
wave
a vote?
Today.
I kick some guy out of my house. I order him an Uber, and then I open
yeah.
the door, and I stand there with, you know, a full-on like, HO, and I'm just like, I like it hot.
Okay, so I'd just like to point out that you also included sex in that description.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did
you just kicked the guy out of the house and ordered him an Uber.
No, I was just talking about kicking a guy out of the house. I didn't say anything happened with the guy. There you go again,
oh
assuming.
God. This girl.
How
can we take a vote? Let's take a vote. Who thought he was doing
I'm
an innuendo?
I'm gonna throw my sandal at your face.
Me.
Wait, yes. what?
We're taking
Wait,
a vote.
What are we voting for?
We're taking a vote as to who thought that was an innuendo in this room. We have a unanimous hand raise, and justice loses.
Even the little chicken nugget thought that you
would win. Yeah, but do I really lose in that situation,
what
or do I win?
What kind of chicken nugget is he? Like, if you're gonna go for a fast food restaurant.
He's
Chick-fil-A.
A Chick-fil-A.
He's a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget. I was thinking
See,
that, too.
I would have gone with Spicy
he's
Wendy's.
Sweet.
Not one of the
top.
He's
sweet and delicious and all white meat.
And the sauce.
Yes!
And the sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce is so
With the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh my god.
I would eat Chick-fil-A sauce off of
there now.
Do we have a goal on
yes,
your book, Bobby? When's your book coming out, or when
what?
Can we?
No, I don't have.
Would you ever let me read it? Edit it.
I mean, I want to get it published eventually. So I printed it out because I gave it to three people who I know that if they like it, they're not gonna stop bothering me about it until I finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I literally
That's
when I said
like
I canceled
like
all of my plans for a month, I canceled all of my plans for a month and stopped writing it. Like, and I really need to continue. So I gave it to, you know, people who will pester me.
That's good. That's accountability. That's what friendship is for.
Exactly.
People that annoy the hell out of you.
I at least know myself.
Makes direct eye contact with me. I
put
see that.
Put the phone on here. What does Nakobi do to annoy you, Jose, to stay on you?
Get the microphone, bro.
Oh, what does Nakobi do to annoy
you? You pointed
me?
At him when I said you need
he
friends that annoy you.
First of all, he opens his mouth a lot. I'm playing. This guy, I love him.
Stop his hands. His hands are banging.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, he does that. He'll yell at you on the air. So
no, I'm sensitive.
Okay. We then, hope so. Continue.
Everybody annoys everybody somehow.
Yeah.
I think it's a good annoying. Like, it's a good friendship. You can tell.
But all friends annoy you. What does he do to annoy you?
What does he do? He drives like crazy.
Drives?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
in the car?
But
like,
it's Miami. Like,
oh, yeah, no.
Have you ever driven in Miami?
You have to drive crazy in Miami. You'll die.
Like, I...
Yeah. No,
no
I,
but that
I
don't
understand.
Have
tickets, so
but you don't have
try.
To drive crazy going up to Jacksonville.
No, you'll die.
No,
Orlando.
You don't. He's
like,
right.
Yeah, I love to get in Miami, so I'm trying to control myself driving. I know.
There you go.
I have a story of driving. No, I can't tell that story.
But I told him.
Oh, my goodness.
I told him, hey, you know, like, I'm like, you can drive my car. I'll give you my keys. I don't like drive. I don't like it. I can have a chauffeur.
Do you have a license?
Yes.
Do you have a phone book in the front seat?
No, but he does have a car seat.
No!
Oh,
that's adorable.
Are they gonna come over and hang out?
Cannot.
After here, I think I go to.
Let's
I work in a boy. I'm setting shot for the 12th anniversary.
Oh, just text about this.
And the
baby. 1200 Versari.
It's tonight.
What is that?
Twisted with accent.
12th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't understand you over your fancy accent. Sorry.
So yeah, you go to the Abbey tonight?
I will go to Abbey.
Twisted.
To the Abbey?
To the Abbey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So wait.
Sorry, guys. You know my English. It's tight.
Your English is good. It's beautiful.
I
and so are
it.
You and so is your soul. No, you guys should come over to the house and come hang out beforehand.
So you go to Abbey?
I'm going to Abbey
After
tonight.
Abbey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay
you can come
it.
Get ready at my
let's
house.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You can come ready at my house.
I can take a shower in your house.
You can take a shower at my house.
Okay.
I can give you some drinks. I can
the cameras
you,
will be on the whole time.
I can give you a left-handed cigarette.
And on Fraternity X.
I'll tell you what.
With DJ.
Oh, I work in an...
Yeah? You're going to call that company out? Atta girl, we know what you watch.
True.
You're like a macho mo or like a falcon or like
they
a
took that
Fisher?
Site down.
Is it really? It goes down occasionally. It was back up. You need to check it every day or two. Go back and check it out.
Look at her. She can't take that. They took
because
the site
they have
down.
A category especially for Latinos, and it makes me happy.
It is the best website. Oh, anyway, we're getting distracted. I feel like I'm getting very distracted lately. And here's the thing, when I feel like I do better radio when I'm a bit more. I'm not going to say narcissist, when I'm a bit more neurotic and when I'm a bit more kind of controlling, but I'm having fun, but in my mind I'm going, am I doing the best radio possible? Then I realize that my fun and my attitude shouldn't be dependent on if we do good radio or not. So I'm kind of like, I'm glad that we're here and having fun, but it's just, there's not really any structure to it today because I didn't think about the radio show all week like I've been prone to do.
I think the shows sound better when we're like this.
Fluid.
That's either here nor there. I mean, maybe I'm just used to
that
hearing
was a no.
it.
It's like a good radio enema. Very fluid.
Thank you.
Here we are.
Out Loud Orlando, the enema of radio.
But I mean, if you think about it, like the when best. People are like driving in their cars and stuff like that, you know, it's just like, oh yeah, because I don't know if you listen to a lot of talk radio, but I know when I do, like I generally tend to Thank respond you. To it. Like, yeah. you know, old people talk to the
it's
TV.
It's like talking to an old gay best friend.
Yeah,
everybody's old gay best
like
friend.
Like, people are just in their cars chilling out with us. Hey, welcome to the party.
Oh, hey, Deb. Know. Hey, Deborah. It was nice to see you. I hope your chiffon's doing well.
Oh, Deborah.
You know
you're a mess last night.
I like some Debbie.
You know my grown-up job? That happened this morning. I was doing something at my grown-up job, and
Uber?
All of a sudden somebody came up and goes, are you so-and-so from so-and-so? And I was like, shh. I was like, I love your show! Like, they recognized my voice, and I had to, like...
And they egged your car.
Has anyone else been getting nosebleeds lately?
No.
I got a lot of nosebleeds. I got a lot of nosebleeds as a kid, but then this last week, it seems like every time I turn around, I'm
That's
getting
not a
nosebleed.
Shared kind of disease.
I got a
why would other people be having
did
them?
You catch nosebleeds?
Did
I
you
know
catch
Deborah
it?
Did.
Shut up, Deborah.
Deborah, is it on the chiffon?
What do you do when you get a nosebleed? Like, do you immediately try and hawk it out?
I find a tampon.
I've never gotten
a
nosebleed.
I'm dead serious. I
put tissue up my nose.
I put tissue up my nose, but then it ends up like trickling down through my throat, and then I'm.
What is wrong with your nasal cavity? That's not supposed to happen.
I grew up in a lesbian household, so I grabbed one of their tampons and popped it right up there. Half
it
hour
works.
Later, I was good.
You know what
it
you're
works.
Not supposed to do? You're not supposed to put your head back.
Not. You're not.
Because
no,
you can
I
choke
feel
on
like,
your
I
own
feel
blood.
Choke
yeah.
on your own blood and
you're
die.
Sometimes
to go down.
Sometimes
and
I collect.
Let it flow.
Sometimes I collect enough of it in my mouth that I can just like spit really hard.
I
no,
hate
stop.
You.
Stop.
I hate you. Dumb
no.
button. Dumb button. I don't need this.
The only time I like ever bled from my nose was when a softball was thrown at my face and broke my nose and septum.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But that had a definitive reason. Like noses don't randomly just bleed. Mine never has. You guys are.
Well,
weird.
I grew up in Alaska, which is like the driest climate.
I mean,
the best education.
I like it rough sometimes. You know, it's just whatever.
Stop. There it is again.
Stop. Although it did provide a really fun mental image of your face just being like pounded against
like,
a wall.
That's my kink, beating up justice. Like,
how you doing? You okay?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes when we don't talk so much, I worry that you're not having a good time.
No, I'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Where's your fancy shirt?
Here.
Where's that fancy shirt you wore the first time I met you? Do you remember that shirt? The one that you went and bought one for yourself, Jess?
Wait, here?
Yes, it had the stained glass all over it.
That's
it was
my shirt.
It was
my,
like
trans,
my, first
my trans
time
Latino
meeting.
Shirt with like the stained glass shirt. I'll show you
stop
later.
Stop saying trans Latino. You're so offensive.
I am not. I want to be Puerto Rican more than
okay,
anything else
not
in the whole
life
world.
Works.
You know what? Caitlyn Jenner
Please,
and that black chick are gonna think you're really, really offensive.
What black chick?
That
Rachel Dolezal.
You
can't
go.
Even know her name. That
she's,
woman.
She's
that
like
woman
your
is
spirit
a,
animal.
That,
I think you would.
Exactly. That woman is like you're practically your BFF
Caitlyn
right
Jenner's
now.
Caitlyn not trying to be a different race. She's trying to be a different sex.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for Learning with Lady Barry.
Oh.
A transition.
Thank you. I am transitioning. I'm trying to become trans Latino.
Oh my god!
I'm so sick
now
of this.
It's time.
I gotta
for
go.
Learning with Lady Bear Matthew.
I'll be back. I have to go to the bathroom.
No, it's your segment. It's your segment. Stay right there.
All
right.
So, something me and Cody were talking about earlier.
Something Cody and I.
I'm gonna launch this podcast microphone at your skull as
Don't
suddenly
touch
a big BBA. Welt. It's gonna be like a big mini justice head. Go on.
Thank you. We were talking about a situation that happened where somebody was making rude comments to people.
Right.
And
are we just going to dance around it, or are we going to talk about what it actually is?
I'm not going to talk about it. I'll let other people. The air. No, let me ask my question first.
I can say it because I'm friends with her, and I'll take the fault. We're talking about comments made at a local drag competition, and one judge in particular.
Mm-hmm. It was ODRL. It was last night.
It was a judge.
We tried to recap ODRL. Try being the keyword here Rachel on the radio Rachel. Show, but it did not work as well.
Okay,
as
so this is my thing. Does everybody here understand the difference between a criticism and just like being plain on me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So
a criticism.
Don't you?
A criticism exactly. is what I do to Justice. He is plain on mean to me.
I am not mean to you. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You are way too sensitive and butthurt. If I even try to be mean to you, you'll take your microphone and you'll go back to Jacksonville and never come on the show again. They make me beg for you to come in. I'm not even allowed to be mean to him. He's so butthurt sensitive about crap. I don't want to be mean to Bobby because I like Bobby. If you're mean to Bobby, Bobby doesn't play.
Oh my god.
All right, Reagan. Calm.
Hold on. Cody, you're new to the show. You don't ever tell him to stop. Like that's the one thing he's allowed to do on the air as often as he wants, as long as he wants, with no intervention. Like that don't.
It was like I was watching Rugrats. Like so much.
Yeah, but my favorite part is he always like pokes me and I'm like, he's gonna get me riled up. Does he know he's gonna get me riled up? And then I start ranting and I don't ever get to do it back to him. But it was a perfect opportunity. So
it was.
Thanks, Lady Bear.
You're welcome. That's the only reason.
It is not. We are not done with this conversation.
Okay. So this is okay.
We are not done.
We have some tea. You're gonna drink it.
You're gonna drink this Lipton. All right. So
that's none of my business.
So my question is that. Well, then my question is more of a statement.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make a criticism, mm-hmm. it should build you up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It should not break you down. And if it's a criticism, it's something to make you better. It should be something that you can actually fix.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it goes to that craft. That's all I have to say.
Like,
about
you're
that.
Saying the difference between saying you suck really bad versus I appreciate what you did, but I think you could have done it in a better way by maybe doing this,
but
or maybe trying
to
do this.
You can't be that nice or professional. You can be critical and give somebody constructive criticism without being nice.
Right.
But it's still constructive. I can say, hey, David, you're kind of rude and I wish you would not burp on the radio all the time.
Yeah, it's my show.
Oh, that's not in my ear today.
Yay.
Blessed be.
We're getting new headphones next week.
But, I mean, that may come off rude, but it's still constructive.
Right.
Perfect.
But I'm not going to listen.
You never do.
Because.
That's why you have nosebleeds.
Excuse me, raise your hand if you're up for best radio personality with the Orlando Weekly.
I am.
Bob, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're a write-in then.
No, I'm always a write-in.
I'm voting for Bobby.
Bobby is the Bernie Sanders of the Orlando Weekly best DJ competition.
I'm going to vote for Bobby for best chef and best happy hour.
Oh, I do both
I'm
of
loving,
those very
And
well.
Can I just say I'm loving the Stonewall Mario look today? It is fantastic.
Stonewall Mario. It's so appropriate. Like with the flash dance off the shoulder number. Like trying
see,
to
what, nip hanging out.
What I would have liked to have seen if the weather wasn't so bad, I would have liked to have seen during the summer at the beautiful college campus we're at, they have sports camps for the little kiddies to, you know, come during. So oftentimes in the circle, the grass, there'll be like little preteen soccer or like kids lacrosse. I would have loved to have seen Bobby and just got the reaction of those people as, you know, who's the
I would have loved to see
Mario.
There are kids out there playing frisbee, like kids. I would love to see him just like, can I join?
Can I join? Hey, girls.
Hey.
And so, then just all of that with the frisbee.
Lady Grace, so your point is, you know, was there anything else you wanted to add, or that was I get what you're saying.
If you're in a position to be a judge,
yes.
You're there to judge, to make somebody better,
yes.
To make them better for the next competition.
Right.
That's what I want to see. If you're making comments about somebody's weight, something that obviously they're not going to be able to change between Monday and Monday,
mm-hmm.
You're obviously doing it out of, like, it's mean-spirited. Now, me and Rachel Summers have never had any issues. She's probably going to have issues now with
me. What about Rachel Dolezal?
I don't like her because she carries hot sauce in her bag. You wanna,
I too carry hot sauce in my bag.
I carry hot sauce in my bag. But what I the reason I carry hot sauce in my bag is because if I get in a fight with someone, the first thing I do is put hot sauce on my hands and I smear it across their eyes. So then they're blind, and that's when I sucker punch them because they're like,
Can we just talk about how the Alaskan just talked about it's a southern thing?
Yeah, it is.
It's a Southern Alaskan thing?
No, I don't
I'm a true Southerner from Alaska, raised by lesbians.
No, I don't even have a big. Like, I can't do that.
I'm sorry, could you say that word for me one more time?
Big.
Big.
There big.
Stop. There's the Alaska.
It's the fact that, like, white people, like, don't know about, like, good spicy stuff. Like, I went to Wing House one time, and I was like, go, give me your spiciest wing sauce. And I was like,
this is mild.
This, yeah. So I went out. So I was like, could you just watch my food for a second? I have to go get the hot sauce out of my Vespa.
Did you see that thing that was like, white people spent literally centuries invading other countries for spices and now don't use any wine?
Yes!
Like, I can't.
At my house, we only cook using adobo and Goya products.
That's a lie.
I don't believe
y'all
that
use,
for a moment.
Y'all use Lowry seasonal.
Y'all use Old Bay.
And so, McCormick's pepper.
We're getting to a point where we need to shift over to the news, because if we don't do at least a couple of news stories, then it doesn't sound like an appropriate radio show. Hey. I love everyone. How you doing over there counting them money, Bobby? You counting them coins?
Yeah. Does anyone want to place bets on how much it is?
Do I get a portion of it?
No.
No, I don't care.
Hey. I mean, I'm not, like, giving you any of it.
Jose,
like,
I got a dollar.
Jose. How many ones?
You're a dancer. You can eyeball a stack of ones.
What? He did that without even thinking.
You don't make a lot of money, do you?
Oh,
no, I would give him my whole paycheck if I saw him make it. I'm just gonna let you know.
That's more than $250.
Now, even though it's radio, I feel like it would be a good bit if we preempted the news just to play music and have him strip for us.
I already got a dollar ready.
I'm all of a sudden not doing news. Like, I protest.
Now here's your news. Let's
do the news. Let's go.
Oh, God. Give me back this. This is
all Cody, welcome to the Dollar Menu Daddy Issue News.
Okay. I like McDaddy Issues better.
Thank you.
McDaddy Issues? The McDaddy Issues News?
McDaddy Issues News. Could you? Yeah, no, that would work. Anyway, so...
See, Bobby's apologizing to the dancer because he's absolutely gorgeous. We always apologize. No matter what someone does, if they're cute and sexy, you'll always apologize to them because you think you might have a chance to hook up with them. Even if they punch you in the face, you'll apologize that your nose got in the way because you still might get a chance to boom, snap, clap it.
No,
I know for a fact I don't have a chance because, first of all, he's straight. But the thing is, I can always imagine.
I got wigs and a pair of heels.
You see? Yeah, you see his bulge in his pants?
I
dude, it's
stand
insane.
Up.
Knock you all stand out.
Up.
Like,
stand up. We already seen it once. I'm just
All right.
Just stand on the table.
Let's do some news. I don't need to do this right now in the air because I'm hanging out after the show.
Oh, okay, well, good. Oh. Anyway, so migrating. So there were a couple of things in kind of media-y news.
Like entertainment news.
Yeah, kind of like video games and cartoons and stuff like that. So
pop news.
Exactly, there you go. So Grand Theft Auto 5 has, you're able to mod the game. Just like Skyrim, just like Bioshock, you're able to put mods on the PC versions.
You play Grand Theft Auto?
The Grand Theft Auto?
Si.
Yes, sometimes. Jose is really good in that.
You're good at Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
I beat you at Naruto.
You don't have an accent.
I beat
like,
you at Naruto.
You physically don't have an accent. Where is
this? I don't support this game for children. I don't support the game.
No.
I support Pokemon, but Grand Theft Auto.
So what happened with Grand Theft Auto?
So, essentially...
Pokemon, I had my first Pokemon Blow and Go last week.
All right, next news story.
Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto
existed. No.
So they implemented a mod to the game which created a pride parade, which was developed after Stockholm Pride, and they were really worried that players were going to essentially download the mod and then destroy it, so they made it invincible, so you can't do that. So it's like a never-ending invincible pride parade in Grand Theft Auto, and if it's anything like real life, it's a giant inconvenience to get around when you just want a drink and you want to go to Duane Reade. Like,
it's only on the PC, it's not for the console game. But yeah. they were worried about if they had a gay pride parade in Grand Theft Auto that everyone would go and like run their car through it and chainsaw.
Excuse
and they were
me.
Like, you know what, gay pride massacre may not be the way to go right now. So they made it's Superman gay pride. Like everyone at that gay pride is a superhero that is invincible.
You can't touch them. Like you can't hit
so,
them.
Okay, so they did
like,
do...
Like you shoot guns at them and they become rainbows.
They did do a console expansion, Battle of Gay Tony, and he was a homosexual.
Yeah, I know. Battle of Gay Tony. Fun.
Battle of Gay Tony sounds like an experience I had one time.
Ballad of Gay Tony? Not battle.
Ballad.
We were battling.
Oh, okay. And the second news story I have.
Bobby, at this point, I just have to do something cheesy to watch you roll your eyes. I haven't gotten to my quota of 15 yet, so just be prepared. We got 10 minutes left.
So Nickelodeon made gay history with its first gay cartoon married couple. Nickelodeon, not Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network was the first one. There was a show, a weird show with the kid with the tooth. Nickelodeon has its first animated married gay couple, and I'm the, what's the name of the show? Clyde McBride? No. I've never actually seen the show, and I'm looking for the name of it, and I cannot find it. I'm so sorry. Bubble, no? What is this? But anyway, Clyde McBride and Mr. McBride, there's The Loud House. There we go. Sorry, it's like deep in there. The Loud House featured a gay couple. I've never seen the show. I don't watch Nickelodeon. I was a Cartoon Network kid.
Okay.
So, pop culture history.
There you go. Did you pull any other stories?
I did, actually. There is something. As a makeup artist and as a semi-queen and with a drag queen, I don't know if she would be interested in this, Miss Lady Barry Matthews. Mm-hmm. But Jeffree Star has recently been in the news, obviously a lot lately.
Who is that? I just read that this
Jeffree
morning.
Jeffree Star, it, when amazing. I was a Jeffree Star, when I was a tiny tot, was like a pop star, essentially. Like,
do you remember Hollywood Undead? It was the like huge like MySpace band that like turned MySpace into like what it is for music.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like backup vocals on that, and then he ended up getting his own record deal afterwards because he was a
drag queen. Okay.
Yeah, and he was really
back in MySpace.
He was kind of my generation's gender fluid icon. He was very punk rock, very that, mm-hmm. and so he
basically me.
As he's progressed and as he's aged, he has gotten extremely good with makeup and gorgeous, and mm-hmm. it's so he has launched his makeup line, Jeffree Star. This was over a year ago. Mm-hmm. However, recently,
best lipsticks in the world,
literally the best lipstick qualities ever. However, recently, a lot of makeup artists are coming out in disfavor of Jeffree Star, and they are petitioning to boycott. Kat Von D just announced that she will be pulling her shade Jeffree from the line. Which is like a big thing. Kat Von D is essentially like what got Jeffree Star into the makeup business in the makeup industry in the first place. And he's such a big indie brand, and it's really interesting to see where this is gonna go. She just posted like a 13-minute video essentially explaining it, and I haven't gotten to watch it yet because she literally just posted it as mm-hmm. I was walking into the studio. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is the news.
Stay tuned for next week. With McDaddy Issues Next.
That's right. You having fun in the show? Have you been? This is like your interim progress report. Have you been enjoying coming on the show, being a part of it?
Of course.
I've appreciated what you've brought to the show very much. So I appreciate what everyone. I like when Bobby comes like once every quarter.
Once every quarter.
No, I literally just haven't done anything in the past month.
5, 7, 12.
We're not gonna.
39.
Stop it.
42.
I already have 5 things going on in my head. I don't need you miscounting me.
Right, miscounting.
3 other people talking to him.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna
talk about my personalities like they're not here.
I know, but I'm friends with one of them, not with you.
Doesn't it feel good? Have you ever had someone that maybe out and about socially at a club, you think, man, I don't think I like that person, or maybe are we at odds? Have mm-hmm. you ever had an acquaintance where you thought you maybe had bad blood, mm-hmm. and then randomly one night can change all of that, and all of a sudden, like, it solves you. You become that person's friends, you have an experience, you experience something together, and all of a sudden now you have each other's backs, and you go, man, why weren't we friends this whole time? Has that ever happened to you before?
Oh, it definitely happens. And between drag queens, you think, oh, this queen hates me, this queen is shady, and then you think, oh, that was complete misunderstanding.
Oh, no, she doesn't just hate me, she's just rude.
She's just a rude person.
She's just rude.
Perfect example, what's her name? Mercy. Not Ashley Mercy. The head of the Mercy House.
Sorcha.
Me and her used to, like, I used to think
your
she
your accent
was,
is pure Alaska.
It's amazing, I love it.
You're welcome.
She's amazing now, but like I used to think she was completely rude, but now I'm like, oh,
she is.
But
I love her for it, though.
Exactly. But the thing is it took getting to know her more and like going up to her every week when I would go to Pulse all the time and going up to her and like talking to her, even though I kind of felt like she didn't want me to. Then we started becoming friends and we started like making jabs at each other, and I love her now. So.
What about you, Bobbins? Oh, he's counting money. What do you think? Well, I'm sure you don't dislike anyone. Cody?
Oh, no.
I do. I just keep quiet about it. And I feel like that's actually a reason why I don't actually encounter this a lot, is because when I don't like somebody, I do not have the desire or nature just to pout, like, just shout out, like, I don't like her. I don't like that woman. And I find that actually a very unattractive quality, and it actually bothers me to no end. I hate it when, like, because this is actually, I mean, obviously this is a very common thing in the gay community. I hate it when people hate just to hate.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it when people hate people just to hate people. Like, I, even if I don't necessarily like somebody, or even if I am jealous of somebody, I'll honestly openly admit, like, I'm a little bit jealous. Like, I'm jealous of that person. And I feel like that's
so
kind of
mature.
Like, it's not a maturity thing. It's more of like a self-respect thing. Because I feel like I don't do it for the other person. I do it for me. I do it so that I stay realistic.
But it is a sign of maturity, though. So
what's
take
that?
The compliment. Yeah, you would never know.
No, honey.
One day.
I've been having serious conversations lately. Like,
with
like,
yourself?
No, that would be crazy. I'm worried about that, though. I'm worried that I might go crazy one day. I'm beginning.
Remember the fear
it's
episode?
Not a lot of fun.
I'm beginning to see that, like, people might go crazy, and it's like, wow, like, that would not be very fun to go through.
I can't
it's
wait
not.
Till the day to, for Justice to get, like, a husband and kids.
Could you imagine?
You know what?
These kids are going to be disasters.
Here's the thing. Kids, maybe not. I don't know if kids. I like my independence too much. I love my nephews with all of my heart, and I'm gonna be very. I'm very lucky that I'll get to be an uncle to two beautiful twin boys, and get to have them in my life. As far as, I think that my happiness is developing in a lot of different ways, and maybe that's why I feel like I'm not as interesting on the radio, because not everything in my life is automatically tied to, can I turn that into a bit? Can I talk about that on the radio show? And that's what it used to be for a long, long time. You know, my longest relationship in life, other than with my family, has been with this radio show. It's, you know, the longest I've ever had anything in my life, the longest, you know, thing I've been accountable to. And that's good. I love my little radio show. But the other things that are happening in my life that are developing serious feelings, you know, healthy relationships that are not just based around boom, snap, clap in it, you know, those things have not been talked about on the air. And I'm okay with that. And they're not going to be talked about on the air because...
Oh, my. Did you hit
something? Yeah, something. No, something started playing. I think something's streaming.
Oh, my. I think this whole time I've been painting a picture of what you would look like married with children. And I just picture you with, like, literally the tiniest 20-something-year-oldest, like, blonde boy.
Mm-mm,
and, like,
mm-mm,
literally.
No.
This is my fantasy. Let me.
Oh.
So,
you can,
okay. And so,
you
so,
can remove yourself from my fantasy please. That ain't never going to happen.
You are on an interrupting spree today. So,
what did I say earlier?
Like, tiniest. And he's, like, always holding a cigarette. Always.
I hate smokers.
Never, ever. And the children, he just can't deal with them. So they're always at the nanny or in boarding school. And you're just like, yes, dear. Right away, dear.
Good to know you don't know anything about me at all. That would be horrible. I've been in relationships like that. And what I've proven is if I'm dating someone that doesn't keep me on my toes and challenge me to be the best version of myself, I get tyrannical with the power, because if I'm better or smarter or more accomplished than you and have more life experience and more emotional maturity, whatever that is, then I'm going to take full advantage of that and walk all over you. And that's not a relationship. That's an arrangement of convenience and ultimately not fulfilling and ultimately not going to be providing anything of value.
Would you do it?
If
you found somebody that you truly madly and were deeply in love with, and you've been together for 4 or 5 years, and that person wanted kids, you would not do it.
Oh, no, I would do kids. I thought you were talking about would I date some 20-year-old or something.
I was kidding.
Like, I'm going to follow the millionaire matchmaker. You know, I think I could do 10 years older, 10 years younger, but
in
not
five
much.
Year, I'm changing the boyfriend.
I already told you that I would make you. I want to be Nakovi's husband because Nakovi cooks good food and he is so sweet.
And when you're around him, you develop an accent.
Nakovi is
that you don't have.
Nakovi is boyfriend material. Like, look, feel that. You know what that is?
Boyfriend material.
Boyfriend material.
Yeah, I don't.
That was the cheesiest joke.
I'm done.
You know what relationship I want to see happen?
I gotta go.
Leah, are you single? No.
Oh.
Look at.
Ooh, she got a ring.
Oh, she got a.
Come
take
through.
That ring out. Look at this one. Look at the. Look how cute he is. And he's straight, girl.
Hey,
so straight.
Leah, do you want to see the straight stripper's abs?
Yes, she does. Go ahead.
She's married.
Do you want to show her?
No, she's engaged.
So it's
she's engaged.
Don't mean
just as long. Just as long as it's through the glass. It's not cheating if
you're
there's glass in between you.
You don't care, by the way. I don't know.
What?
No, I have called you.
Wow. I know that.
She... Hey, yo, listen. Just because there's a ring.
Ojitos, ojitos.
The ring in the finger. Just because there's a goalkeeper doesn't mean you can score.
He said flash the eyes at her.
That don't mean nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I know.
That's awful.
Anyway, hey, DJ Lay, we're getting ready to hand stuff over to you as our outro music starts to play here. I thought it was going to play. Oh, there we go. As the outro music starts to play. Thank you for coming in, everybody. Did everyone have a good time today? Did you have a good time, Jose?
I had an amazing time.
Okay, you realize you're not talking into anything, right? Like, I know you're not gay, so you're not used to, like, cylindrical phallic objects near your mouth.
Everybody's like, what?
You want
ours?
I said I had a blast with you guys, and I'm over here laughing the whole time.
Okay, are you going to be working tonight, too? Are you going to be doing something at the Abbey tonight? Okay. Well, if not, you and I will go. We'll hang out and we'll go support Nickovi. We'll go down. Jose, we'll go downtown. We'll go find some chicks, man. We'll go find some chicks.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
We'll go find some broads. Okay.
Chicks he's gonna be able to get you are the ones from this place. That's Chick-fil-A.
Going around the circle, Bobby.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in today, man.
No problem.
I love you. You really couldn't have counted your money any other time.
No, because the bank closes at 6, so I have to leave and go, and I had to know how much I was going, because I have to...
We have to know how much was it.
Yeah, I have to put money in my account for certain things.
Oh, no, but we have to bet. What was the total?
Oh, $560.
Yeah, you're way off.
You were half off.
He knew he was.
Well, maybe he gets, like, fives and tens, and just, you know, your ones look like more.
450.
Atta boy. So, thanks for coming in, Bobby. What can people see you this week?
I'll be working at the Parliament House because someone's on vacation. So if you stop in any day until next Tuesday, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. And then Cody, what do you have going on this week, man? Good to see you.
Oh, wait. It's employee turnabout tomorrow.
It's employee turnabout at Parliament House tomorrow night?
Yes, benefiting the Joy MCC food thing. Yeah, I'm going to become a lady. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts at 9.
Peaches Christ?
Yes, Peaches Christ. And it starts at 9, and it's a $5 suggested donation. Come out, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bobby, you're already a lady.
Thank you.
Cody.
I think I might go to the Abbey tonight. Otherwise, I am fairly free until ODRL next week where I work the door.
Nice. Lady Barry Matthews.
I'm working all week. Not much going on. Lady Barry may be coming out soon, though.
Nice!
Yeah, I like that.
The beard may be coming off, and she may be coming back.
Oh, yeah.
For All-Star 2?
Would you do All-Stars?
They haven't asked.
Well, they asked.
Yeah, Nickovi, we'll see you tonight at Abbey.
I'll be sitting shut and, you know, having fun, entertaining everybody.
Good. It's good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
I love you.
Are you selling underwear tonight?
I wish, but I have everything in store. I don't have nothing in store.
But he will have
That's it for today.
Oh?
That's it for today's special edition of Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough. I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air.
How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outloud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Gorgeous.
This is fabulous. Absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeff. It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not.
A good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education. vacation because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Lot Orlando, ruining lives all on across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.